This is KUNM. I'm Scott McCoy. The state legislature is debating a proposal that would give people more input at government meetings. While you may not want to listen to your nutty neighbor badger the city council about chemtrails or aliens, First Amendment advocates say allowing public comments, even wacky comments, is essential. But not all meetings in New Mexico include a comment period, and some officials have even tried to limit public input by banning criticism or negative comments.
We really don't have a democracy if we're not allowed to say things that are contrary to the actions of our elected officials.
Susan Bowe of the New Mexico Foundation for Open Government says the government shouldn't decide who gets to talk or what they get to say.
We need to welcome this messiness that we call democracy.
The House is expected to vote on the bill early this week. It would then have only a few days to get through the Senate before this year's legislative session ends on Saturday.
Funding for the People, Power, and Democracy Project comes from the Thornburg Foundation and the Lukes Family Fund. Find out more online at KUNM.org.